You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. My name is Romel, okay, and together with Diane and all of our Victory Group leaders and volunteers, we are of service to you tonight. We will be continuing on with our series, Truth Be Told. No, we are already on our week number 6, all right? So today we'll be talking about the parable of the 10 minas. Alam niyo po ba yung mina? Hindi sa iyo yan, mina, ha? Okay, so yun daw yung, okay. Anyway, malalaman natin kung ano yan, ano. Sino po ba dito you are following, okay, you follow the U.S. election just last week. Okay, just last Tuesday, the newly elect President Trump, okay, Hillary Clinton, all right? And very awesome lang talaga the way they project who was gonna win, ano. At first, no, nananalo si Hillary, no, may lamang siya sa mga... sa votes, no? And then, when they made the projection, there would only be one way for Clinton to win, okay? But there are so many ways for Trump to actually win the presidential election. And in CNN, okay, it was mentioned that the Canadian immigration website actually crashed, okay, when Trump was being projected to win as president of the United States because there were a lot of people who would want to migrate now to Canada. Okay, and in fact, no, when he was declared as the president, there's so much tawag dito, protest in California. Okay, I'm not sure kung nagprotest sila kagabi. Okay, but for 2 consecutive nights, they protest, and if there was a Brexit, they want Calexit, California exit, all right? And so basically the people were saying, "We don't want this president to reign over us." Okay, so yun yung sinasabi nila. And interestingly, there are some similarities with what's happening in the United States and to what we're going to talk about today. Okay, so let's all stand up on our feet as we read, okay, the Word of God. We'll be reading from Luke 19, 11 to 27. Okay, as they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near to Jerusalem and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, engage in business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered the servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Lord, your mina has made 5 minas. And he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will not condemn you. I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to the one who has the 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me. Okay, let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give us ears to hear your word. God, enable us to be faithful servants of yours. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may now take your seat. And so here, okay, Jesus is passing, okay, through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. Okay, before the parable, okay, or before talking about the parable, Jesus encountered Zacchaeus. Okay, Zacchaeus is a very tax collector, hated by a whole lot of people. But then Zacchaeus, when he encountered Jesus, repented of his sins, okay, and committed to make restitutions. And he was given assurance of his salvation in Christ Jesus. Okay, and while these things are happening, then Jesus told them a parable. Basically, this parable. So, ginamit ng Panginoong Hesukristo ang storyang ito, okay, bilang larawan, okay, as an example, okay, ng isang maharlikang tao, okay, a nobleman na magiging hari. Pero kailangan niyang pumunta o maglakbay, okay, sa isang malayang lugar para maging ganap na tagapanguno. Pamuno, okay? Pangulo, okay? Subalit ang kanyang mga nasasakupan ayaw sa kanya, okay? Kaya nagpadala yung mga nasasakupan niya ng delegation, okay, para kontrahin ang koronasyon niya bilang isang hari. Pero, okay, ginawa pa rin siyang maharlika, tagapanguno, and when he returned, okay, he made an accounting. Okay, those 10 servants whom he have given 10 minus, okay, he called them for an accounting, not only that, to those, okay, whom rejected him, okay, pinarusahan niya, pinatay ang mga kaaway niya. Now, why is Jesus telling this parable? Okay, in Luke 19 verse 11, it says, as they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near to Jerusalem and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. Now, sinasabi ni Jesus yung story na to, this parable, because okay, the disciples got very excited. They got very excited because on the way to Jerusalem, okay, a lot of people got saved. Okay, Zacchaeus was one of them, and now they're going to Jerusalem, the seat of power. They were thinking that this is it. This is the time for the kingdom of God, okay, to appear. Jesus will restore the Jewish empire. Okay, but then, sinabi ni Jesus, okay, this parable to correct, okay, that Jesus is not going to appear yet. Okay, not yet, immediately. And so, Jesus taught this parable, okay, that the nobleman, that Jesus himself, needs to go in a faraway country, but he will come back. Okay? And so, in verse 12, he said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then return. Here, the Savior likened himself to a nobleman. Okay? He was here on earth the first time, walk among us, and his primary reason for coming here is basically, okay, to seek and to save the lost, okay? For the Son of Man, okay, came to seek and save the lost. This was his primary reason why he came here the first time, okay? So, ito yung ginagawa niya. That's why he saved Zacchaeus. That's why a whole lot of parables, parable of the lost coin, parable of the lost son, parable of the lost sheep, okay? Because his primary reason is to seek and to save the lost. But, he is going to come again as a king. It is his to be king, king of all the earth, and by nature and by right, he is king. Okay? But he must first go, and he did. Okay? He died. He was buried. He resurrected. Okay? He ascended to heaven, lumipad siya sa langit, at hindi pa po siya bumabalik. And no one knows when he will return. Okay? He was away to the highest court to receive for himself a kingdom that is truly his own. Okay, there will be a time, okay, that the glorious king will return clothed with power, honor, and glory, and might, and make all things new. Okay, the things that you're desiring for, a righteous rulership, a righteous leader, okay, sana wala ng pollution, sana wala ng traffic, it will come, okay, but not yet. Okay, he will reign with justice, righteousness, peace, and joy. That will come. He will be back, not to bear the sins of man, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. But not only to save those who are eagerly waiting for him, but to judge those people who will resist him. Okay? He will reign over everyone. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Every knee will bow and will confess that Jesus is Lord. You love him. You reject him. You truly desire him or you're using him. It doesn't really matter. Jesus will reign over everyone. And just like what it says, believe it or not, like it or not, okay, ready or not, Jesus will come again and you and I will give an account. Okay? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Merry Christmas. All right? Okay, so malapit na Christmas, pero ang topic natin ngayon medyo mabigat. Hindi lang second coming, day of accounting, alright? There will be a time of accounting. Okay, it's like we're all in a test now. And there will be a checking period. Okay, checkan ni Lord. Okay, kung ano-ano ang pinagagawa natin sa buhay natin. Okay, and so, nakakakaba, okay? Sino rito, you want to take exams? Test? Talagang kapag ka nagising ka, grabe, magte-test ako ngayon. Excited ako, alright? Okay, o kaya kapag checkan na, nako, ano kaya nakuha ko? Okay, so parang ganun tayo ngayon. Ano kaya ang makukuha ko? Okay, sa mga pagsubok na to, okay? And that's why this parable is actually either very encouraging, okay, or a very, very strong, stern warning. Okay? It will be very encouraging for some, and for some, this would be a very strong warning. Why? Because there will be a day of reckoning. Okay? Araw ng pagtutuos, we will all give an account to the Lord on how we live our lives here on earth. Okay? Believe it or not, like it or not, ready or not, Jesus will come again. Okay? And you and I will give an account. And so the nobleman will return to his own kingdom, and when he comes back as the rightful king, he will find three kinds of people. Okay? Three kinds of people. He will find faithful servants, those who did what they're supposed to do and they will be rewarded. False servants, those who did not do what they were asked to do and got rejected. And faithless ones, those who reject him. Those who oppose him, the enemies of the king, and they will receive what? Retribution. Okay, in fact, C.H. Spurgeon says, okay, there might be a lot of divisions here on earth. There will be different nationalities, American, Filipino, Canadian. There might be different colors, black, white. There might be different ranks, major, minor, lieutenant, okay, colonel, rich, poor. But in the eyes of God, there are only two kinds of people, servants and enemies. If you is an enemy of God, then you are not a servant. If you are not an enemy of Christ, be mindful that you will be found faithful servant and not false servant. Why? Because there will be a day of reckoning. Okay, sino rito gusto niyo nang dumating si Lord? Okay? Yan. Konti lang. Okay? Yung iba, hindi nag-prepare sa quiz. Okay? So all of us, okay? We are subjects of the king. All of us. Everyone in the face of the planet, moon, and back. Okay? So what happened? Verse 13, calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, engage in business until I come. 10 minas, a mina is actually 3 months worth of salary. Okay, kung kumikita ka ng 20,000, so that's 60,000 pesos. But think about this. Sino sa inyo nagpahiram na kayo sa kasambahay nyo ng 60,000 pesos? At aalis ka. Okay? Aalis ka pa nito, ha? Okay? Tapos iniwanan mo ng pera. Okay? 60,000. Ang laki naman ng sweldo ng helper, no? Baka gusto ko mag-apply doon. Okay? Okay, 3 months worth of salary, a servant being entrusted with 3 months of salary. I mean, who would do that? But here, the nobleman, okay, entrusting with that amount of money his servants. Okay, usually, yung servant nangungutang, di ba, nanghihiram ng pera, minsan nangungupit pa, but the master, the nobleman here, trust them that they gave them 10 minas, 1 mina each. Okay, what the Lord did here, and so generous of he is, okay, that he elevated the status of the servants to business partners. Okay? Binigyan niya ng puhunan. Okay? Aalis siya. Hindi niya alam kung anong gagawin ng servant. Hindi niya alam kung magiging maganda ba yung business nila because engaged in business until I come. In-elevate niya yung status. Ginawang business partner yung servant. What a generous master. Diba, eh servant lang. Ano ba yung servant dati? Yung servant dati, magiging servant ka lang. Number one, kung binili ka ng master mo. You don't own anything. Wala kang pag-aari. Okay, pag-aari ka ng master mo. Or you're hired. you would have to work forever for the master. Diba, utusan ka, tagalinis ng bahay, tagalinis ng dupa, tagalinis ng kalabaw, ganun. Okay? Or, you're born, okay, na ang parents mo, mga slave sila. That's how you become slave. And yet, out of the generosity of the master, of the nobleman, elevated yung status. Binigyan ng puhunan, ginawang business partners, engaged in the business until I come. They were given a trust, given an opportunity to become business partners. Okay, the master won't be there. But then he took the risk. He took the risk for the servants. And that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He took the risk for all of us. Sino ba tayo? We are sinners. Makasalanan. Okay, ngunit sa biyaya ng Panginoon, tinawag, binihisan, binahayan, binigyan ng dangal at pangalan, hindi na orphans, but what? Sons and daughters of the living God. Not anymore enemies of God, but children of God because of His grace and generosity. Okay? But the question is, what are we going to do with the trust that God has given us? What are we going to do with the mina that God has given us? The master, okay, binilinan sila, engaged in business until I come. Engage in the business of the master. And what is the business of the master? Then we have to go back to Zacchaeus. Okay, ano ba yung business ng master? Okay, in Luke 19, 8 to 10. Okay, remember Zac? Do you know Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus is a wee little man. A happy little man was he. Alam niyo ba yung kanta na yun? He climbed up a sycamore tree for the Lord. He wanted to see, okay? And the Savior passed by. He looked up to Zacchaeus and said, Zacchaeus, I will come back. I will go to your house. Okay? And then Zacchaeus encountered the Lord and basically got saved. And then in Luke 19, 18 to 10 says, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded, stolen, okay, defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold. And he said to him, today, salvation has come to his house, and since he is also a son of Abraham, okay, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And so what is the business of the king? To save and to seek the lost. That is his business. That's the reason why he came here. And if that's Jesus' business, that should be our business as well. Okay, that's why we are given the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 10 to 20. Go therefore, yeah, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Okay, if we are servants of Christ, if we are servants of the living God, then God's business should be our business. Tama po ba? Okay, if we are servants of God, then the Great Commission should be our personal mission. Kaya kung sinasabi mo na ikaw ay iniligtas ng Panginoong Jesucristo, saved by grace, you have been born again, restored in the kingdom of God, then you are a servant of Christ. And if you are a servant of Christ, you gotta do the business of seeking and save the lost. Okay? The Great Commission should be our personal mission. I am at the command and the disposal of my master. Why? Because I am his servant. And as his servant, we serve at the pleasure and the honor of the king. And the question for us is, are we serving at the pleasure of our king? Or are we serving at the pleasure of ourselves? Are you his servant? Okay, sino rito, you're saying you're a servant of Christ. Okay? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukhang aliping sa gilid, di ba? Okay? You see, are you his servants? Then are you engaging in the business of our king? Are you contributing, doing your part in the business of our king? You know, the other translation, engage in business until I come, it says, occupy till I come. Okay? So the question for us is, what is occupying your life right now? Okay, what is occupying your life right now? What's taking your time? Are we occupied with our own selfish ambitions? Or are we occupied with the business of our king? Are we making disciples? Are we sharing the gospel? Are we using our gifts and talents, God-given skills, intelligence, resources, our time, talent, treasure for the pleasure and honor of our king? Are we allowing ourselves to grow in the knowledge of God so that God can use us, okay, and be part in the business of our King? Or are we just contented Sunday after Sunday, sitting, receiving, and doing nothing? Are we servants of the living God? Okay, and that's why I keep on inviting you to be a part of our victory group. Okay? I mean, be a disciple, make disciple. Diba? Serve, honor God, make disciples. Okay? Why are we asking these kinds of questions? It's good to ask these kinds of questions right now. Why? Because a time will come, there will be a day of reckoning. Okay? There will be a day of accounting, and we got to be ready. Okay, are you ready? Ready ka na ba para checkan, okay, ang ating exam? Are you ready for the coming of our King? Verse 15, when he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered the servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. Okay, a day will come when our glorious King returns and he would want to know. Diba, ano ang ginawa mo sa talent mo? Ano ang ginawa mo sa treasure mo? Ano ang ginawa mo sa time na binigay niya sa iyo? Okay, with the gift of leadership that God has given you. You're so influential. You have the stature. Okay, you have the platform. But did you use that in the business of our King? How many people have you shared the gospel with? How many people have you influenced? Okay, with the position that God has given you right now, have you led other people to Christ? With the money and the riches that God has given you, with the work that you're doing right now, have you advanced the kingdom of God? Have you supported our missionaries? Are you in the business of our King with all the opportunities that God has given you? With the gift of exhortation and encouragement that God has given you. Di ba may mga tao, ang galing mag-encourage, di ba? Makita mo pa lang yung pagmumukha. Encourage ka na. Alright? Have you used that gift to encourage other people so that they will know Christ more? What are we doing with the mina that God has given us? Verse 16 and 18. The first came before him saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And the second came saying, Lord, your mina has made 5 minas. Lord, your mina. It is your mina that did this. Okay, it is your mina. It has made 10 more. It is not my skill. It is not my ability. Okay, it is not according to my own strength and personality. Lord, your mina did this. I just put it to work and it did this. It has produces 10 more. Hindi na sinabi, Lord, ha, ang galing ko. Okay? Tingnan mo na lang. 1,000 percent ROI. Okay? One produces 10 more, one produces 5 more. Pero anong attitude ng servant? Lord, your mina did this. It's not me. It's not my talent. It's not my ability. Lord, your mina did this. I just put it to work and it did this. It produces more. Basically, he was acknowledging that the money is not his, but the Lord's. He was operating on how good, not on how good he was producing, but he acknowledged that it is the Lord who made it grow. So sometimes you just have to step out in faith, pray for your friends. And a lot of people did that. Step out in faith, prayed for their friends, and it just opened up for them to share the gospel. Now that friend is part of our church. Okay? Sometimes you just have to step out in faith and make yourself available that when there will be people who would come here in front and receive the Lord, you would just come here. Introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Romel. I would just like to congratulate you, okay, for accepting the Lord. And little did you know that because you are faithful with little, now you have your own victory group. Lord, your mina did this. I just obeyed God. I just give my tithes. I just supported people. And now I am receiving more. Lord, your mina did this. I just put it to work and it did this. It produces 10 more. Lord, your mina did this. It was your power. It was your influence that did this. It's not them. They recognize that it is God who did this. And that's why I want to really honor some of our Victory Group leaders here. In fact, all of them. Okay, if you're one of our Victory Group leaders, okay, we just want to honor you for using your mina faithfully, that give of leadership that God has given you and putting it to work. Really, from the bottom of our hearts, in behalf of Pastor Mark, our senior pastor, and our leadership team here, really, we want to thank you. Thank you that you are putting into work the trust that was given you. But I also want to commend, you know, even if you're not one of our Victory Group leaders, not one of our leaders, but you're putting your mind at work, people may not recognize you. You may not receive an applause from people, an applause from men, but God has not overlooked you. Every acts of righteousness done in faithfulness to God, it will be rewarded. It will be rewarded. Amen? Okay, verse 17 and 19. Okay, and he said to him, well done, good servant, because you have been faithful in very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. What a generous reward from the master. I mean, you were just a servant. You don't owe anything. Wala kang pag-aari. Okay? But then out of the generosity of the master, from a servant, he made you a business partner. But because you have been faithful with little, not only from servant to business partner, but now given authority over 10 cities. A ruler. Taig mo pa ang governor. Ang governor probinsya. Ito, 10 cities. The other one, 5 cities. Why? Because if you can be trusted with little, the Lord can trust you with much. From being servant, now rulers of cities. Why? Because you are faithful with little, and the Lord can trust you with much. And all of us have different capacities. One produces 10, one produces 5. But then, dumating na yung pangalawa, sabi, Lord, I produce 5 more. Hindi sinabi ni Lord, ang hina naman, kapatid. Hindi naman sinabi, di ba? Nireward. Okay, why? Because all of us have different capacities. And the Lord knows that. He don't expect more from you that you cannot do. Okay, whatever it is that the Lord has given you, be faithful. And it would produce fruit. Sometimes the Lord does not call us to be successful. But the Lord does calls us to be faithful. Okay, Hebrews 6:10 says, for God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you still do. The Lord knows. He is not unjust as to overlook your work. Probably in the office, Lord, I want to be a salt and light. I don't want to cheat. People are pressuring you. You know what? The Lord does not overlook. Nahihirapan ka na sa situation mo. Lord, bakit ganito? Hirap na ako. Lord, gusto ko na bumigay sa temptation. Lagi na lang siyang nandito. Okay? Guess what? Every act of righteousness done in faithfulness to God, it will be rewarded. Hirap na hirap ka na financially, economically. Okay, but you know, you gotta give your tithe. The Lord knows. He is not unjust as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown. Diba, you keep on loving your enemies, yung boss mo, enemy boss eh, no? You keep on loving those people who have offended you. The Lord does not overlook. He is not unjust. He knows what you're doing and your faithfulness. It will be rewarded. Amen? Verse 20 to 21 says, then another came. Okay, that word another in the original text means hetero. Okay, hetero means what? Different. of a different kind, of a different type, of a different nature. Okay, then another came saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in the handkerchief. Sounds familiar? Okay? Yung lola ko dati, no, nung bata pa ako, pag nakikita ko siya at meron siyang pera, ang ginagawa niya, kinukuha niya yung panyo niya, no, minsan. Tapos nilalagay niya din yung pera. Tama ba? Meron bang ganon? Sino rito mga taga-probinsya? Mga taga-Rizal, maawa kayo sa sarili niyo, probinsyano kayo, di ba? Di ba? Probinsya yun, Rizal, eh, di ba? Okay, di ba? Nilalagay, tapos yung pera, nilalagay sa panyo, tapos nilalagay doon, di ba? SPG yun, okay? And so, but, okay? At this particular culture, at this particular time, if you would do this, you are very careless. You would not heed a mina in a handkerchief. Okay, that is very careless. Something as valuable as a mina, you know what you do with that? You bury it in the ground. Okay, you bury it in the ground. If it's that valuable, you gotta hit it in the ground. But then, this different servant, okay, he kept, laid away this mina in a handkerchief. For, this is what he said, I was afraid of you because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. Anong ginawa nung servant? Accuses the master. Lord, isa kang malupit na master. Kaya yun sinabi niya, you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. Alam mo kung ano yung sinasabi ng different servant na to? Master, you are a thief. Isa kang magnanakaw. Okay? You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. Balikan natin yung story. Sino siya? Servant. Don't owe anything. Namumuhay sa alaga, sa bahay, sa pagkain ng master. Anong ginawa ng master? Binigyan ng puhunan. 3 months of salary. The master left. Okay, I trust you with this, that this money, you will put it to work. What a trust. Okay? And then this is what he said to the master, you are a severe man. You are a thief. Isa kang magnanakaw. Paano nasabi yun ng servant? Okay? How did he say that? Okay, in spite of the master's kindness and generosity, this is what the servant says. Okay, but sometimes, we act like this. Okay, how do we treat our master? How do we treat our Lord Jesus Christ? Lord, you're asking 10% from me? Lord, that is my mina. Sweat and blood. Pinaghirapan ko to, tapos hihingin mo ako ng 10%. Lord, you are a thief. Ang lupit mo, Lord, hirap na ako eh. Hihingan mo pa. Lord, you are a thief. Lord, you're asking me to share the gospel to people that I do not like. Lagi na lang akong binubuli niyan. Lagi na lang akong ino-offend deliberately, social media, personal, binubuli ako niyan. And Lord, you're asking me to share the gospel to that person. Ang lupit mo, Lord. You are a severe man. Lord, you're asking me to give up this relationship. Lord, kahit may asawa na siya. Lord, siya lang ang nagmahal sa akin ng ganito. Buong buho akong minahal. Tapos, kukunin mo pa, Lord. Lord, you are a thief. Ang lupit mo, Lord. Okay? If this is how we know and relate to our Lord, then we don't really know Him. Okay? If we are careless of the things that God has given us, not engaging in the business of our King, this is what we're doing. We keep on laying away the treasure, the time, the talent that God has. You have an opportunity to share the gospel. You did not share. What you're doing to do? You're putting your mina in a handkerchief. There's an opportunity for you to be a blessing to other nations of the world. You have excess. You did not do. What do? You kept the treasure in a handkerchief. Okay? Walang pakialam sa biyaya na binigay ng Panginoon. Okay, what does it mean? If we are acting like this, no desire to honor the nobleman, no desire to exalt the king, no desire to prove himself trustworthy to the nobleman, doesn't really care what will the nobleman will say about him, he had no desire to please him, he never wanted a relationship with him in the first place. This is the false servant. He takes no responsibility for what he has done. He blames the nobleman. No true believer would act like that. He was basically driven by the utter absence of any kind of relationship at all with the master. He does not know his master. And so what happened? Verse 22, he said to him, I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank? And at my coming, I might have interest. Okay, collected interest with it. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ will not condemn those whom he saved. Okay? If you have been saved by grace, by God, you will not be condemned. The Lord will not call his true servants wicked and worthless. Okay? He will not do that. This is indeed a false servant. That's why, back question mark, you knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow? Okay, why then did you not put my money in the bank, and in my coming, I might have collected it with interest? He was actually saying, do you really know what you're talking about? Do you really know what you're talking about? And these people could actually be professing Christians, connected in church, know the gospel, coming here Sunday in, Sunday out, volunteer, but in the end, really has no relationship with Jesus. There's no desire to honor God. They see God as the punisher, strict, cosmic KJ, killjoy. They are there for the ride, for the blessing, but not for Jesus. See, false servants, they will be rejected. They will be rejected. Okay? If a faithful servant will be rewarded, then the false servant will be rejected. Verse 24 to 26. And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to the one who has the 10 minas. Okay? And this is the twist. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas more. I tell you that everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And so to the faithful servant, not only did the Lord give you 10 mina, okay, or a mina, okay, make your business partner rulers, okay, to the faithful may bonus pa, huh? Sino gusto ng bonus? 13th month pay, alright? Diba kung na-enjoy nyo yung 13th month pay nyo, antayin nyo yung bonus na manggagaling kay Lord. Okay? Above and beyond, more than we could ask or imagine. And really, this is the grace of God. I gave you the mina in the beginning. I gave you the environment in which the mina will multiply. And now I've given you 10 cities on top of the 10 minas. But I am not yet done. Okay, I'm giving you more. That's really how the grace of God operates. You don't deserve it the first time he gave you, but he will give you more. And really, that's why we said God gives us more than we deserve. We are servants. And yet made us business partners and made us rulers, may bonus pa. Ganun ka-generous si Lord, but to the false servants. Not only will they be condemned and rejected, they will suffer loss. Talo na mawawalan pa. Okay? Talo na mawawalan pa. So what else can we learn from this story? The mina is a test. It is a test. Our life here on earth, it is a test. The mina is not much, but it is enough to reveal your character. The mina is not much, but it can reveal your true nature, whether you are a true servant or a false servant, it is a test. If God will find you faithful with little, God would trust you with much. God is actually looking for people who could rule with him when he returns. Will you be that person? Will you be faithful with what God has entrusted you? Okay? That's why C.H. Spurgeon said, the Lord Jesus Christ does not ask you to do more, okay, than you can do. Okay, the Lord Christ does not ask you to do more than you can do. He does not break you down with cares beyond your capacity. We have not yet reached the limit of our powers. We can yet do more. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, there is more to you. Yung iba hindi convinced. There is more to you. All right, there is more to you. We can yet do more. He has given us with the light business. Our work with him is suited to our limited powers, and he is ready by his Holy Spirit to assist us. Therefore, let us use well our single mina. You see, the king is not after making money. The king is not after making money, but he is after making character. He owns everything. Does God need your money? Okay? Does God need your resources? He owns everything. Okay? But this is not about making money, but making character. Okay? Last group of people, the faithless one, the enemies of the king. Okay, verse 14 said, but his citizens hated him, and he sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. Okay? This is his citizens. This is his own people. And yet, his own people hated him. Okay? Ayaw ng mga tao sa kanya. He was among men, in the company of men, of his own people, yet his own people hated him without any reason. Would you hate a person like that? Very generous. Very kind. Okay? He was hated for no reason. John 1:11. The same way with Christ. Okay, he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. We are all citizens. We are all people who belongs to God. Everyone belongs in his kingdom. Ayaw mo kay Kristo? Okay, galit ka kay Kristo? Binabaliwala mo si Jesus? Iniitsapwera mo sa buhay mo? It doesn't matter. He owns you. He is sovereign over you. You may be an atheist. You don't believe in God. You may be a Muslim. You might be a Buddhist. You might be a Filipino, a Chinese, an American. Magnanakaw ka man, mabait ka man, masama ka man. Christ owns you. By virtue of creation, he owns you. You are living in his country, for he made this world. By him, all things were created, visible and invisible. In fact, God owns us twice. God owns us twice. Okay? First, by creation, and second, by redemption. And so those who hate Jesus Christ, who hate the gospel, reject the gospel, nonetheless will face Jesus as their king, as their judge, as their executioner. Because everyone will be held accountable. Believe it or not, like it or not, ready or not, Jesus will come again, and we will all give an account. What is the future of the faithless one? Verse 27, as for these enemies of mine, okay, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me. That's why. This is a very strong warning. This parable is full of terror if you're on the other side. Okay, but if you're on the other side of the pendulum, you would be happy. I mean, God is so generous. He would give you more than you could ask or imagine. If you would just be faithful with what God is calling you, the talents and the time and the treasure, you would be faithful, you would be trusted with much. But on the other side of it, if you are a false servant, you will be rejected. You will suffer loss. Faithless ones, they will be slaughtered. Okay, they will be slain. They will be executed. And I hope that if you're here, and you may not reject Christ, you may not hate him, you may not be angry at him. Since Jesus is our Savior, what worse can you do to him than to refuse to be saved by him? Hindi mo man hate si Jesus, hindi ka man galit kay Jesus, but if you refuse to be saved by him, that's the worst thing that you can do to him. To refuse to be saved. If the faithful servants will be rewarded, false servants will be rejected, faithless ones will receive retribution, punishment. But guess what? You need not to be in the category of false servants and faithless ones. You need not to be slaughtered, need not to be condemned, need not to suffer loss for Jesus. For Jesus, while he was here on earth, was slaughtered, he was condemned, lost his very life so that you and I would live. It is not yet too late for some of you. God is still generous. God is still gracious. God still wants to save people. And if you're here, if you know and you know in your heart that you refuse to be saved, and you're here not for Christ, not for the blesser, but for the blessing, and you don't have a relationship with Christ, you need not to be in that category. You need not to be slaughtered, need not to be condemned, need not to suffer loss, for Jesus was slaughtered for you, condemned for you, lost his very life for you, so that you and I would live. I hope that you would have ears to hear what the Lord is telling us. Ears to hear what the Lord is telling us. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, maraming salamat po sa inyong biyaya. Lord, grabe. Lord, we were just sinners, servants, Lord, and yet by your grace and by your mercy, Lord, God, you save us. God, we're bound to be condemned, bound to be slaughtered, but out of the riches of the grace of God, Lord, you pluck us out from the kingdom of darkness, brought us into the kingdom of light. And if we would just be faithful to little things while we are here on earth, Lord, there is a reward that is waiting for us, Lord. Thank you for that generosity. Lord, thank you, for indeed a great future awaits your faithful servant. Lord, I pray, God, that you would give us a heart that would always be grateful to you, mindful always of what you've done for us. Lord, that you would keep us away from ungratefulness and entitlement and being ingratitude toward you and accusing you, Lord. Lord, you're a thief, you're a severe man. And whenever we will find ourselves in difficult situations, for being a faithful witness to you, thank you, Lord, that you are there saying, kaya mo yan, anak. I will not give you testing and trials and temptations beyond what you can bear. And Lord, if you would remain faithful and steadfast, Lord, thank you that you would remain faithful, God, and generous. Oh, I just want to pray for some people here. Can we just bow our heads and close our eyes? You know, if you're here and you are standing strong, faithful to God in spite of difficulties, medyo parang di mo maintindihan kung ano nangyayari sa'yo, Lord, bakit ganito nangyayari sa buhay ko, Lord, I'm trying to be faithful and being loyal to you, I'm doing what you're asking me to do, yet there are a lot of pressures, a lot of difficulties that I'm experiencing right now. Lord, bakit faithful naman ako sa ginagawa ko? Ba't wala pa rin fruits? You know what the Lord is telling you? Stay there. Be strong. Plod. Keep on going. Keep on looking to me as the author and the perfecter of your faith. Be faithful. I have not overlooked you. I am there with you, beside you. If you're that person, you're facing some difficulties and trials because of your witness as Christ. You're being persecuted. Can you just please pray? Thank you, Lord. We see the hands of these people. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you would finish what you've started in their lives. Lord, you have not overlooked them. You are not a God who is unjust, Lord. Lord, would you just give them the grace, strengthen them, refresh them, Lord. God, give them the eyes to see beyond their circumstances, Lord God. Lord, thank you. That's your commendation. Well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, even as upon them, Lord, as they stand in their faith to be a salt and a light for you.